Nolte, RFK Jr. blamed for two measles-associated deaths in PA instead of Fauci in the media. By John Nolte on August 26, 2026. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is being scapegoated for two measles-associated deaths in Pennsylvania when everyone knows the liars in the corporate media, especially CNN, and the disgraced Dr. Anthony Fauci are to blame for this. RFK Jr.'s lies and conspiracy theories are making Marylanders sick. U.S. Senator Angela Alsop Brooks, DMD, screeched on X Tuesday. RFK Jr. must resign or be fired. Vaccines are safe and effective. Listen to your pediatrician. His actions and the rhetoric that's coming from this administration are having a negative impact on communities across America, particularly right here in Pennsylvania. Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, said that same day. Sharing conspiracy theories and misinformation does not help the cause of public health. And it leaves people less healthy and less safe, and it leaves parents in a position where it's harder for us to do our jobs to protect our children. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. First off, the states and not the federal government determine whether or not the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is mandatory. Oh, and if you want to go to school in Pennsylvania, the MMR vaccine is mandatory, with medical and religious exemptions as well as exemptions for convictions similar to a religious belief. Further, while Kennedy has expressed skepticism about the safety of the MMR vaccine as a private citizen, as HHS Secretary he has testified that the best way to prevent the spread of measles is through vaccination. We urge people to get their MMR vaccines. He has also stated that it should not be mandatory. Related, RFK defends parents' informed consent on vaccines. Now, there's no question that we've seen a larger-than-usual outbreak of measles over the past 2 years. About 2,300 cases in 2025, a 35-year high, and 2,800 so far this year. This is up from 285 cases in 2024. So there is no question that measles cases are on the rise. Here's a little context, though. First off, the same people howling for RFK Jr.'s head are the same people who opened our borders to tens of millions of third worlders, and heaven only knows how many of them were not vaccinated. But Democrats like Josh Shapiro don't care about that. Importing Democrats will always take precedence over public health. But people have a right to choose on these matters, especially when they are the only ones who will suffer the consequences. Herd immunity used to protect the unvaccinated. But with vaccination rates dipping in some places a little below the 95% metric commonly cited as the percentage necessary for herd immunity, the unvaccinated are now vulnerable. You can blame RFK Jr. all you want, and maybe his skepticism has had an effect. But nothing, and I mean nothing, has undermined the public's faith in the medical establishment more than the fascist corporate media and the malevolent Dr. Fauci, who lied and lied and oppressed for 2 years using COVID as an excuse. The shattering of public faith in America's health experts was committed solely by America's public health experts. Remember how after locking us down for a year, after people were arrested for going to the beach, the health experts said it was safe to attend Black Lives Matter rallies? That's what changed. Riddle me this. What has changed since 2024? RFK Jr. hasn't changed. He's been a famous public figure for decades, talking about these vaccines. No, the only thing that changed was the media and Fauci getting caught serial lying to the public to manipulate us politically. And that's why people like me, who once saw RFK Jr. as a crank, now take him much more seriously. For the record, if I had kids, I would make sure they received the MMR vaccine.